They are called neurotypicals.
My God, you're a fucking idiot. No, that's not.
That's
that
as
is not
normal
that is.
Definition as it gets.
Okay. Okay.
And like
okay,
an
up,
actual
I'll
definition.
I'll ask a different question then. I'll ask a different question then. It's less complicated, all right, Andre? If Pinocchio says his nose is about to grow, what will happen?
So it'll basically grow and then shrink back in that very second.
But why would it grow? He didn't lie.
Because he did, in fact, mess with the forces of the world, whereby he, oh God, what's the word, set
yeah, what is
a
the word?
Need another drink
a paradox,
for this.
As you would
I'm
say.
Gonna need,
oh, a paradox.
I'm going to need another drink
if it doesn't,
this.
If it doesn't grow and shrink back in that very second, I mean, his nose will just basically fall off because the forces
okay,
of the
so
world
then,
wouldn't want to
no,
deal with that.
No, it never says
first.
His nose falls off, though. His
no,
nose,
it never said that. It
just sticks
lies,
it in some rancid
lie,
pussy.
It's safe, so what happened?
But if he talks about a, if he says a paradox out loud, who knows what will happen?
Exactly. I'm who knows? You can't, you,
exactly.
You're getting a like third, fourth, and fifth different perspective from a neurodivergent person. That's as good as the answers get.
And with
this is the largest amount of bullshit I've ever heard anybody pull out of their ass in one sentence.
And with
bullshit.
And with that,
you wanted an answer. And I'm speculating with as much logic as possible.
Great.
And
it's
with
great.
That,
okay, well, Quentin, how would you answer that?
I just wanted.
I'm all ears.
Guys,
I don't know.
Wait. Quentin is answering a very important question.
My answer to that question is I don't know what would happen. I have no idea.
Dumbass. You're not even trying to speculate. You're not even trying to speculate. And I'm sorry for saying
Audrey.
That so brashly, especially since you're a guest, but...
Audrey!
How do you think people start to experiment? How do you think people discover new stuff? They pull stuff out of their ass, and then they rectify it. And you get an answer.
What the Audrey, fuck is going shut on? The fuck up. We need
you
to finish off the mic check.
That's where we're starting. On that note, welcome.
Were you recording that whole time?
Yes, I was.
Fuck! No!
What the fuck?
That's where... No!
Please have it start with that.
Oh, we will.
Fuck.
What the fuck was that? What are you eating your dinner right now?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Trying to outdo you in ASMR.
He's gonna. He's still gonna get hit. What are you eating,
son
lobster? What
son
the
of
fuck?
A fucking bitch.
That's a surprise. Nice dish. ASMR garden.
We're not ASMRing this. I swear to God, I will drive to your house and
well,
hit you with a fucking
baseball
bat. Well, clearly
not if you two asses are gonna keep shitting as loud as you are.
I'm fucking dying here. What the
oh,
fuck?
Instead of letting me and Quentin have an intellectual discussion. So, you know.
That,
yeah,
you
very
that was
intellectual.
Not an intellectual discussion.
It was very much an intellectual.
It was an
I'm
intellectual.
Not sure
it, was. It was an intellectual conversation that
we were
was devoid of intellect.
Questions. We were getting answers.
The world-defining questions. The questions that need to be asked.
Bro, I think we just ended there. Okay, I don't think we can top what the fuck just happened. This man's eating fucking. What are you eating? Are those potatoes? You're having like a fucking Sunday dinner right now. What the fuck?
Brunch. Tuesday brunch.
It's 8:30 at night. What do you
it
mean?
Not, it is not brunch.
What
brunch,
are you talking
brunch
about?
Is
brunch
is so much earlier than this.
What the fuck is going on? Oh.
It's brunch. It's brunch because I'm eating this during a podcast on a Tuesday evening. Therefore, it is a brunch in that way.
Oh, thank you. Can we get a round of applause for Carl Sagan here?
What is this? My stand-up comedy sketch?
Hey, so anyways, I love fucking murdering single 23-year-old women and ditching them in the woods. It's me, Alexander Preems again.
Yellowstone Park.
Yellowstone? Isn't that the show with Waterworld guy, Kevin Costner?
Kevin Feige?
From Waterworld? Remember when Kevin Feige was in Dances with Wolves? He had his fucking baseball cap on talking to the natives. And he's like, so don't you see that actually that the interpersonal connections between Iron Man and Spider-Man is really what's going to move the MCU forward? And all the natives are like, take this from Peace Pipe. This is my family. This is my son. This is my son. He's future chief. His name is. Anyways, you know, this episode's gonna come out just in time for Indigenous Month, and I just realized that.
Can I ask why it's suddenly Michael Jackson for no reason?
What?
Can I ask why his son was suddenly Michael Jackson for no apparent reason?
Oh, come on! That's a pretty good Michael Jackson. Shimona! Annie, are you okay? That's a pretty good Michael Jackson, I think, right?
Yeah, that sounds about right. I mean, I've never heard him.
Over top of me doing this? That video of when Michael Jackson got set on fire when he was filming that Pepsi ad by the pyro.
Oh my god.
Ooh, ow! Ow, it burns!
It's hot!
Give me a blanket! Ooh.
Not as hot as hell. You touched all those kids, Michael. My hell's gonna be hotter.
Can we get Audrey to work for InfoWars? I want to see Audrey just have a 2-minute segment on Alex Jones' show, and I want you to be eating during it. Like, you're always eating, like, fucking lobster or a fucking New York, like, sirloin. The most expensive food.
No. If anything, I'm going to eat frogs on Alex Jones' show once they come on.
No, they'll turn you gay, though, because the water turned them gay.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm kind of retarded.
Yeah, look at that one. He's a hermaphrodite. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but what do you do with the gay ones?
Frog jokes.
You give him a little. You give him a. You give him a little rub. You give him a little tug, and you give him a little sucky suck. Like a little. That was the frog ribbiting.
You bring him down to the rug and tug stand.
Hey, my name's Dale, and come on down to my fucking rub and tug, Dallas Rub and Tug. We got the finest little women here. It'll suck your fucking dick. Look at this one. Her name's. She's here illegally. Don't tell the feds. Oh, she'll lick your balls and then stick a finger up your ass.
Does this business also have transvestites as well as men?
We got the finest ladyboys coming over from Thailand and Taiwan. Yeah, both of them. I don't care. I'm so racist I can't tell the fucking difference. They all look like Vietnam to me, kids. I started this business back when I came back from Nam in 1994 after an extended tour of duty with my five little harem wives. And I've been leasing them out to get sucked and fucked all these years. Come on down. We're located next to an elementary school for retarded blind children.
How much do they cost?
Yeah, like $5.
Either one.
Yeah. Come on down to Dale's Suck and Fuck. Oh, in fucking downtown Dallas, next to the retard kids.
What do we get for $10? Everything you want.
Just cut out everything I say completely.
No?
People want to see the face.
You know what? I'll release a director's cut of this episode where there's no Andre. You're just blacked over. No discussion. It's every single time somebody's talking to you, but you don't talk back because you've been censored.
He just doesn't exist. He does what doesn't for this.
He's the man who never was. That sounds like the worst sci-fi film ever.
He's the man who never was, who never will be, and never can be.
He's the man who never comes. Just a guy sitting alone playing World of Warcraft. Oh, I got blue balls again.
These guys are revealing a lot of facts, which I hope to be secret, but I don't know where they're getting this knowledge from. I know these Holy guys shit. Are working with my FBI agent at this
Dude,
point.
Dude, worst Bond Wait, villain.
Can I trust you at least? New friend.
No.
New friend. I no. think you. I, didn't you just call him a fucking idiot earlier?
Yeah. Where's the one?
Hey, you dumb piece of shit! How about you be my fucking friend, you worthless scumbag? Huh? Let's be buddies.
What is this? A fucking romance movie where the enemy just becomes your lover?
Ooh. Or does the lover become your enemy? Behind enemy behinds. Coming soon to fucking Paramount Plus. What the fuck was that? You know what that sounded like?
Special
that sounds
ASMR.
Like that sounds like the noise you hear in like a fucking movie about a sinking ship. I'm not gonna say Titanic because there's other ones, but you hear that just before the water bursts through the hull and like drowns half the fucking people. And then the ragtag crew of five B-list celebrity actors that have gone downhill, like Val Kilmer will star in it. They have to find their way out of the boat to safety. And then on the surface, there's a rough and tumble cop who plays by his own rules. And he's been in the force for 20 years. And he's looking to dive down into that fucking ship. And he's going to save everyone single-handedly. Except for he never actually ends up doing anything with the ship. They just kind of build up that personality so he can say a cool catchphrase like, "Damn, my fucking feet hurt." Or like, "Damn, my hemorrhoids are acting up again."
And then yes, classic lines.
Damn, my hemorrhoids are acting up again. What a classic. You guys remember that one from Lethal Weapon? Where Danny Glover's talking about
his hemorrhoids are acting up.
He spends he does like a 20-minute monologue on his hemorrhoids, and Mel Gibson's just sitting there like, "Yeah, I know. I got you."
Pretty good footage.
Yeah, and then Mel Gibson tries to go on a 20-minute tirade about Jews, but it cuts. Like, as soon as he... You know what I hate? Jews! Are you enjoying your meal, Andre? Andre, we've had a lovely day.
Finally some real food.
It was really weird when you started talking about how flexible and long your fingers were. I thought that was a little creepy, but...
The only thing I have going on for me.
You know what? How about let's roleplay this.
My redeeming quality.
Let's roleplay this. Alex, you are on a date with Andre right now. Andre, you get to be the lucky lady. You get to be the lucky lady in the scenario, okay? Alex, I need you to ask Andre questions, and he will answer, and I will interrupt with various things. Just in between to liven it up.
So,
he'll watch in the corner like a cook.
How's your day been going? Has it been going well?
This is a first date. You don't ask about their day. Come on.
Well, if I'm role-playing Andre, this is obviously what would
you're
happen.
You're not being Andre. You're talking to a woman, and Andre is role-playing the woman. You are role-playing a mega Chad. But not like with a sensitive side.
Too bad. It's going. I feel like it's just gotten a whole lot better ever since I met you.
Excuse me. Sorry to interrupt this dinner with your grandmother, but the owner said you wanted the finest.
Does she really look that old?
Well, she talks like an 80-year-old woman, so I am assuming, and she looks like a lesbian.
Would I'm you half like blind, so I thought she was in her 40s.
Would you like to try this wine? Would you like to try this wine?
Yes, please.
It's fermented
Why not?
It's fermented with a 1,000-year-old goat penis in it. It's very good, very good. Try it.
Yeah, that give sounds it a little like sweet. It enhances the flavor a lot more.
Spice things up a bit for dessert later.
Just yeah, okay, I'll take some of that. Let me go get the dessert menu. I will leave you to do it. Mm-hmm.
How's your day going, Alex?
I mean, you know, it's been going, flirting with a lot of girls, picking up a couple really numbers, now. You know.
You say that on a date? What the fuck?
Would you mind introducing me to someone?
Like,
stupid team.
I could have picked up.
I'd love to spice things up a bit, to be honest.
I mean, maybe with somebody
really
like half your age, but maybe not you.
Are you taking this seriously, Alex? I think I'm gonna go.
Am I taking this seriously?
Sorry, I do have the dessert menu for you right now.
She'll take a salad.
Yeah, we might not have dessert later.
She'll take a salad. I'll take your whole dessert
I'll take a look at the menu.
May I talk to you, Monsieur Alexander? May I talk to you, please, in private?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Listen here, you dumb fuck. You're fucking this bit up. So get back in there. Don't be such a fucking asshole. All right?
Just sweet. Thank you. The payment method will go through. Thank you. Back to your romantic dinner here at TGI Fridays.
I forget. Did I invite you to TGI Fridays or... What?
You might not be half blind, but completely blind. So, are you ever gonna zip up your thing? Cause I'm sick of seeing that cock. Seeing as how many women have already sucked it off today.
I wanted it hanging out for a reason. I wanted you to get a good look.
So, maybe not completely blind. Man knows what he's doing.
Okay, I may not be half.
Like a guy who's...
I may be like a quarter blind. Okay, like I'm basically blind. I'm legally blind. But I still drive.
Sir, your dog is your blind walking dog is pissing on the buffet. Please help.
Oh, I forgot about him completely.
Oh yes, yeah, so let me go deal with him. We have uses for dogs here at TGI Fridays.
No, just send him to
me. Okay,
is this too late? I have already left with your dog.
God damn it, stop taking cuddles. I didn't say you could have them.
Okay?
No, cuddles will not be okay. This is a TGI Fridays. Who knows what will happen to them.
You know what? This thing is really going downhill. I was looking forward to hanging out with cuddles more.
Yeah, blame cheat. This is all TGI Fridays' fault. They should give us, like, a free meal or something from this. Like, Jesus Christ.
Excuse
this is totally
me,
all their fault.
Waiter!
So sweet, please! Waiter. I have other customers. How may I help you here?
Seeing as how you took, cuddles there, which I believe is quite illegal, especially from a legally blind man, I believe...
Listen here, you old, you old cougar bitch.
We will skip out on the pill, right,
Alex? Shut the fuck up! This is my real accent. You shut your whole mouth. How about you get the fuck back in the kitchen, you dumb slut? I'm gonna make you watch me cook the dog, and then I'm gonna make you eat it. I don't know what accent I have. I am a cultured man of many cultures and man.
You know what? I'm just gonna get in this car and go.
How about you guys?
Legally blind, you stupid fuck.
Yeah, well, I still have my fucking driver's license, don't I?
You know what? It's closing time. Just get the fuck out.
Cuddles back, or I'm leaving.
Oh, fuck. Fine. Here's Cuddles. He's back. He's not dead. I was just going to send him to Michael Vick's house for dog fighting training.
You know what? He can use the training. Take him back.
Yeah, I think he's also blind. It's just not a great idea.
Is no that shit, why we've been in so many accidents? We're both blind?
I think you're both blind. Alright, I think that's as far as we're gonna get with this voice.